products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lakers ready to bring in this kick from Harbor Beach after they marched right down the field, a short field to work with, and then coupled by a few penalties, a five-play drive. When all said and done, capped off by a Eli Kraft to Josh Schelke completion for 24 yards. Nick Hessling will be kicking off from the 40-yard line of his own territory to the left side of your radio. Back there, Mauricio Diaz and Terrence Dubes stand on their own 2-yard line.
Looks like Vassar intercepts a Reese pass. Reese still leading in that game, 20-14. Vassar has the football. Again, thanks to Sheridan Photo for that update.
Nick Hessling boots this one off, and is at the 2-yard line. Terrence Dubes actually muffed the catch, and he is now off and running at the 10-yard line and brought down at the 11 by number 21 of Harbor Beach, Devin Lemansky, the 5'10" junior special team specialist. Really pumped up. Nearly took out his head coach, Troy Schelke, on the way onto the sidelines. And the Lakers is going to have a very long field to work with.
Well, Lakers has been exceptionally good on the kick return. So Coach Schelke was very excited. That's probably one of the things they did talk about in the locker room, was getting down there and stopping the kick return.
5:47 left in the third quarter. 36-point differential here between Harbor Beach with 42 and Lakers with 6. It was 35-0 at halftime. Two wide to the left, and it's a handoff to the right. To Terrence Dubes out to about the 13-yard line, and now we have a flag after the play up in the air. It's going to be a 2-yard gain, and we have a man down, number 83, holding his head. He's on his knees, Ian Snyder. Now getting up under his own will, and he's going back into the huddle. The flag is down at the 14-yard line. The new line of scrimmage is at the 13. No word yet on the flag or the call. And it's a block in the back.
It looks like a block in the back, yes.
Against Lakers, so this is going to push them back 5 yards. And now the first down still is at the 23-yard line, but now the line of scrimmage is a first and 15 from the 7-yard line of Lakers.
Credit number 74, Austin Ginther, with the tackle on that play. And that's actually, Clark, going to be a half the distance to the goal penalty, it looks like.
Six or half a dozen, we'll call it good. As Lakers comes out of the huddle with Dominic Guardian wide to the left, Bowles in the tight end to the right, two men in the backfield, Diaz and Dubes is all night long. Post under center. Hands it off to Diaz or to the left end. He breaks through the line of scrimmage, and he's met by a wall of white jerseys at the 13-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7 yards, and now a second and 8.
And Colin Cook led the wall of defenders for Harbor Beach.
Cass City leads USA 14-8 with 1:42 left in the fourth quarter. And Marlette still 50-13 over Ubley in the third. 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Third quarter going very fast. Lakers with the ball, facing a 2nd and 8 deep in their own territory. Post back to pass, still shuffling all the way back. Shuffles it down on the dump pass to Diaz, who caught it at the 4-yard line. Post threw it from his own end zone. Diaz lost his footing, and they say he lost his footing way back at the 2-yard line. So the pass was a complete. The line of scrimmage was at the 13-yard line. It's a loss of 11 on the completed pass.
And as Post was waiting and waiting and waiting for that slow-developing screen pass, and credit the defensive end, Nick Hessling, for reading that screen pass and made a nice tackle on the shifty Diaz.
Line of scrimmage is at the 3-yard line, first down marker at Pinnebog Road. Post back to pass, passing down to the near sideline. dropped, and it's intercepted off by number two, Travis Esmaker of Harbor Beach at the 33-yard line. And he's still on his feet. He's at the 15-yard line and finally brought out of bounds at the 14-yard line. A flag is down at the 5-yard line, way away from the play.
Yeah, and it's going to be an illegal block in the back, I believe.
After the interception.
Yeah, on the return.
So the ball's currently at the 14-yard line. It's a hold against Harbor Beach. So this will be 10 yards from the
spot of the foul. And Harbor Beach will keep the football.
Esmaker brought in that interception at the 33-yard line, got all the way down to the 14. So we'll say it's a 19-yard return on the interception. Harbor Beach's offense is on the field. Three of the five officials are meeting in between the hash marks, not quite sure what to do. They could be discussing the new healthcare marketplace going on in effect October 1st.
Most likely. But in reality, they're probably deciding whereabouts the penalty was committed so they can start pacing off these 10 yards.
I was going to go with the HMO or PPO, but we'll go with that as well. As the clock continues to run, because it is over 35 points in the second half. So now they're marching off from the end. Nope.
Check it.
Nope. Don't even look at that.
That was a head fake.
The one official not in the huddle started marking off 10 yards. The other three told him to stop, and now they're stopping the clock with 55 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, about 30 seconds have been wasted.
More than that.
Yeah, at least.
The interception was at 2 minutes and 26 seconds. We haven't gotten a playoff yet, and we're now at 55 seconds. So now they are marking off 10 yards from the end of the return. And so the ball now is at the 24-yard line of Lakers. 10-yard penalty against Harbor Beach for the hole. First and 10 for Harbor Beach in the same exact spot that they started the last drive. They would like a minute 40 back on the clock. First and 10 for Harbor Beach off the left hash. In Laker territory, inside the red zone, coming out in the T formation. And we have a new quarterback. Josh Schelke is the second string quarterback. So they just lost a wide receiver. They're coming out in the T formation since Josh Schelke is their number one receiver, second on the depth chart for QB.
Unfortunately for Coach Schelke, this is an opportunity to get your quarterback of the future some reps. And fortunately for them, they have multiple wide receivers that can fill the void nicely.
And it's a handoff to number 21, Lemansky. Devin Lemansky, the fullback, 5'10", 165, second string. And he's down to the 20-yard line, a gain of 4. And now second and 6.
Terrence Dubes with the tackle for the Laker defense.
Josh Schelke, of course, the son of head coach Troy Schelke, the head coach of Harbor Beach for 17 years. Harbor Beach with 190 yards rushing so far in this game and 124 yards passing. Second and 6, and we have a flag on the snap. This is more likely a false start against Harbor Beach. So they march off 5 yards from the 20-yard line back to the 25. And now it's a second and 11.
Looks like 22. Mitch Hearn checking in.
And Chris Keyes goes to the sideline. So in your T formation in the backfield, you have Austin Seltz in the left wing, number 21, Devin Lemansky in the middle, and 22, Mitch Hearn to the right. And Shelkey's actually going to keep this one for himself on the keeper. He's inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. And actually, they close to the 18-yard line. So now is a gain of about 6 yards.
Number 21, Terrence Dubes, with another tackle for that Laker defense. It looks like that's going to bring us to the end of the quarter, Clark.
With 5 seconds left, Harbor Beach is going to let the clock run out. And now they take on fourth quarter action as the Harbor Beach coaches are leaving the press box. And it's a good thing because Keith Messing couldn't get his halftime hot dog. So we now head to the fourth quarter. Lakers with 6, Harbor Beach with 42.
Saginaw Valley State.